She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very...
Okay, now, if you have an oil leak, the cheapest thing to try is AT-205. AT-205 can be used in your power steering, motor oil, or transmission. It should fix the leak within 500 miles. Okay? Now, the other thing is the good old days in Hawaii. Those of you that lived the good old days in Hawaii know how much better it was back then than now. We had no rail, no misuse of government funds, tax dollars, credit cards, you name it. So, anyway, people who misuse credit cards with the government, with our state dollars, you know, it's a shame they get away with it. Now, if that was in private industry, what would happen to that person? So much corruption going on, and you, the people of Hawaii, allow it. By voting them back in. Anyway, all I can do is tell you, but it'll never change. Rainy season is coming, supposedly a hurricane. I recommend using Rain-X on your windshield. Rain-X is very good. It repels the water, helps the windshield wiper, and gives you better vision. We'll get some Rain-X and treat your windshields. If you have a question, give us a call. 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? Okay, the trivia question for today is going to be a little harder. Okay? And the prize is a free bumper-to-bumper, roof-to-tire check of your car to make sure it's safe. Okay? Here's the trivia question. When did Crestec Cleaning Center open? When did Crestec Cleaning Center open? I need the month, the day, and the year. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Now, if you need to change the windshield of your car, I recommend calling Kaka'ako Glass to replace your windshield. His number is 596-8180. 596-8180. Now we're getting back to gasoline octane. A lot of you don't know, but please pass the word on, because a lot of people are damaging their cars, their engines, and transmissions because of substandard fuel. Now, Dean and several other people have the octane testers, and they're testing the fuel every week. Now, there's nothing that you, the people of Hawaii, can do against the oil companies, because the oil companies got the approval of the state to go ahead and lower the octane. This is a fact, folks. This is not just a make-believe stuff. Okay? So, what you see posted on the pump is not even close to what you're buying. So, anyway. Who do we have on the phone?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, how's it, George? Okay, yes. While we're on the subject of octanes, I did my weekly test of Shell gasoline. This is a Kahala Shell. The regular, like you said, yeah, they don't live up to their numbers. The regular that should be 87 measured only 85. The mid-grade, though, at 89 at least was 87. And the 92 was 89. So at least we have a little bit of not-so-substandard gas, I mean, with the Shell brand gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also did an experiment with V-Power now. Although it was 89, I tried putting 50% ethanol and gasoline. From 89, octane is now 100.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Went up to 100. And, you know, before I forget, I'm glad you recommend Papa Auto Glass with Earl Okino. I have done business with that man since the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Okino. Very nice man. So, yeah, if the listeners need a glass replacement, I highly recommend him. He did two different windshields for two different cars of mine in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good.
He is. A very nice man. Give him a try. I mean, really, I mean, I urge the listeners to give him a try.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, George. Bye.
Okay. Now, if you don't have to go around the Alamona Shopping Center area, I recommend not to. A lot of people are picking up nails in the tires. Nails. A guy with a brand new Porsche got really upset and bent out of shape. He had four nails in his brand new Porsche. Four nails. Okay? And he got it from Alamona Shopping Center. So, anyway, if you have a dent on your car, there's a way you can take it out, possibly. Call this guy Easy Dent. Easy Dent takes out the dent without painting the car and is very, very reasonable. His number is 306-3053. 306-3053. Okay? So, if you have a question, give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay? So, anyway. Take a guess at the trivia question. Okay? So, Wanda.
Yes.
You need to Rain-X your windshield. The rain's coming.
Okay.
Yeah. People always wait until the funeral before they do it.
Well, it helps, especially when it rains, and if you do the rain exit, the water just rolls off your windshield.
Mm-hmm. You practically don't need a windshield wiper. Okay, on Hawaii Free Press, it was noted that clean energy failed in Hawaii. And this whole thing about clean energy in Hawaii is not working. Hawaii's CO2 emissions rose a lot, went up a lot since 2008. It's going up, especially with all the traffic problems. The emission problem is going up. According to this Hawaii Free Press, and they're talking about how bad the air is. Well, if you go and look at history on Henry Ford, He made that statement when he invented the first car, that ethanol would be the best fuel for the future. But the world didn't do it. The world went with gasoline. And the gasoline's exhaust, carbon monoxide, eats oxygen, pollutes the air. Ethanol's exhaust from an ethanol car does not eat up oxygen. It makes oxygen and keeps the air clean. So it's a no-brainer. And just exactly like I said, it's a no-brainer. I have no brains. Okay? Again, women, don't forget to put slime into your tires. That way, when you go Alamo on the shopping center, you can get a dozen nails and screws in your tire. It will never go flat. Okay? So you don't have to be on the side of the road with a flat tire wondering how you're going to change your tire. Put slime into your tire. One bottle per tire, and you will never have a flat tire. How's that? Pretty good. Anyway, the slime works. We've tested it, we've tried it, and it does work. So, if you have a question, give us a call, 808-524-1080. Okay. Is it break time?
It is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob's doing great. And you know, you were talking about Ala Moana.
Mm-hmm.
And the nails,
mm-hmm.
You know they're going to open the other half November 12th. Okay, and they got what, like another couple of hundred condos they put in there?
Mm-hmm.
Then across the street, they're building a high-rise of condos. Then down the street, they're building a high-rise of condos. How
wow.
many people do you think they could fit in downtown?
Good question.
Think about that. Think about when the sewage plugged up in Ala Moana, in Waikiki, which is right across the road. Remember how much sewage they had to dump?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think's going to happen now?
Same thing.
Am I the only person that even thinks about, well, wait a minute, you're putting all these buildings in, the road is no wider. It's like you said, it's amazing to me.
that, you know,
it's money, Bob.
What happened to the second city?
It's money. Somebody getting paid. Follow the money.
It's so frustrating. And then Ala Moana, it was so beautiful. And then you're going to turn around and all you're going to see is buildings.
Yep. Wall to wall.
Wall to wall. And then they're going to, then they'll eventually go, how come the tourists stop coming? Well, because you don't have anything that, you didn't have anything for them to do, and now you have nothing for them to see.
That's right.
And what, you look at the ocean and then you go, okay, seen the ocean for a day or two. I know. I'm going to get 3 calls now. Bob, you're back to being so negative again. But what can I do? I'm rolling, Bob. So on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, he's right, you know, folks. If you're in the business, and like Hawaii, of the tourist industry, you have to preserve the beauty of Hawaii. The beauty is not high-rise buildings, is not windmills. It's Hawaii. Think, if you are a tourist and spend a couple of $1,000 to come to Hawaii for a nice vacation, to see a beautiful island, and all you see is windmills and high-rise, same thing as you got back home. What's the sense in coming? You just as soon go to someplace else, like Tahiti or someplace else like that. Why Hawaii? Hawaii doesn't look as beautiful as it did back in the 50s. And that's why they got the idea of doing tourism and going with tourism and not agriculture, because they looked at the money through tourism. But where's the brains? If you make Hawaii ugly, would a tourist come? I don't think so. So Bob's right, you know. And the sewers, I can tell you for a fact, Kaka'ako rules and regulations was about sewers too. You put in up a high rise, you got to pay for the sewers. Anybody ever see them upgrading the sewers? No. Do we think about upgrading it when it backs up and plugs up? Yes. That's the time we think about it. Yes. Just like the traffic. You only think about it when it's plugged up and it takes you 4 hours to get home. Anyway. Give us a call. 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And by the way, on that, Oahu has the biggest population of all the islands, and Oahu does not have a racetrack. So what are the people supposed to do? The ones that are interested in racing, they're going to race on the street and make it dangerous. Oahu does not have a racetrack, and personally, I don't see it as coming true. So we that used Hawaii Raceway Park were very fortunate, because I don't see it happening again. That's it. So anyway, give us a call, 808-524-1080. Change your wiper blades every 6 months. It's cheap stuff. If you let it go and get old, it starts to scratch the windshield. So keep it up. Change the wiper blades, because the rubber gets hard. And when it gets hard, you turn on the wiper, it starts to scratch the windshield. Okay? And after it gets scratched, then you got to go see Kaka'ako Glass to go replace it.
Why, there's no other way to take off the scratch?
Nope. That's done. Once it's scratched, it's done. So, cheapest thing to do is replace the wiper blades. Okay? don't tailgate. Tailgate is following the front car right up on his bumper. When you do that down the freeway, the front car is throwing pebbles from the tires onto your front of your car and chipping the paint. So the easiest way to see who tailgates is look at their hood. If they got a lot of chips, they're tailgaters. Now, tailgating is dangerous because if something comes out and hits that front car, you're not going to be able to stop. You're going to hit it, and you're going to have a big pileup of cars. Okay, so stay back. Okay, who's next?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George, great show. Yeah, you know, I agree with what you and Rolling Bob said. You know, that the tourists, one of the main reasons why they come to Hawaii is they want to escape the, you know, the hustle and bustle of life on the U.S. continent. But they come here, like you said, and when they go to town, when all those condos are built, all they're going to see is high rises. And here's another thing. You think those condos over there that they're building in Kakaako is affordable for the local person?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. And one more thing, they're building all these condos, and where's the schools? Where's the parks?
That's
where
right.
Where are you going to send the kids to school? I guess they think that these people are going to homeschool their kids, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's those people that are going to move into those condos are going to be rich. So they're going to send their kids to private schools. Because local people can't afford it, so you won't be able to... I mean, so they're not going to go public school.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know. I like to see how, like you said, how the pipes are going to handle with all the development down there.
I don't think it will, because I never saw them upgrade the sewers yet.
Oh yeah, like you said, they only do it when it bursts, like years ago when they had to dump the sewage in the Alawai.
Yep.
That, you know, as we've seen, state government, instead of being proactive, they're reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing, I just got driving through Pearl City, and let me tell you, the traffic on a Saturday was horrendous.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was horrendous. They got those big bulldozing machines out there, and the traffic was bad out there on Cam Highway by the old Flamingo.
Oh yeah, that's a bad
place. And you know, I work in town, and boy, I mean, I'm not going to be able to sleep when the traffic gets this bad, like in Dillingham.
Mm-hmm.
If the rail passes the stadium, I know they were talking about killing it there, but.
But I don't think so.
If it gets into town, man, the traffic is going to be
unbelievable.
Very, 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 very bad.
Yep. But how much can the people take?
Well, it doesn't matter. They voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you vote for what you get, right?
Yep. You got to eat it.
Yeah, like I said before, right? You vote the same people in office. Nothing's going to change.
That's right.
The same political party has been rooting the state for how many years now?
Mm-hmm.
What, 70, almost 70 years that it became a state in 59?
You would think they would have some kind of pride and do something better instead of just make it worse.
I don't think so.
Sad.
We've only had one other governor since statehood from the other party, so...
Well...
Maybe, I'm still in my 20s, maybe guys like me should forget about Hawaii and move to the mainland.
There's a lot of people moving.
It's too much uncertainty, and
gone are the,
and you know, these politicians, they say that they want to make Hawaii affordable or livable for the next generation.
Yeah, right.
They're saying that, but they're not really doing it.
You ever saw a politician that said the truth?
I've never seen it.
Okay, me too.
And here's another thing. These politicians remind me of a guy trying to sweet talk a lady. All they do is tell them what they want to hear. So they tell us what we want to hear. And is there any action that's occurring? No.
Nope.
Oh, no real positive action, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, George. Great show.
Take care. Okay. When did Crestec Cleaning Center open? I need the month, the day, and the year. for the trivia question, for the trivia prize. Okay? When did Crestec Cleaning Center open? Okay. Crestec Cleaning Center has fantastic Degreaser 2000, excellent cleaning detergent. That is an excellent cleaner. And they also have the Royal Purple HPS motor oil that is fantastic. That's the only one that has high metal protector. Extremely high. And we've tested it, and it is a good oil. The best you can find. Okay? But as far as transmission oil, we recommend using the AMS oil transmission oil. That's the best. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 1-808-524-1080. Okay? Okay. Is it break time?
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Are having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Okay. I know a lot of people have a question about the rules and regs and what is affordable and all that. Okay, listen up, folks. I checked the rules and regs with a guy in charge of HCDA. And go check history. Governor Ariyoshi appointed me the first board of director of HCDA. We made the rules, so I know the rules. Inside out, upside down. Okay? Affordable housing is required when you go over four stories of a condominium. Affordable housing means you sell the unit. 15% of that building has to be sold at cost. Whatever it costs the developer to build per unit, that's the way you sell it. Well, those developers came in, went to the state and asked for a loophole. And the loophole was they don't have to put in the affordable unit. They can buy the units. The developer can buy the units and give the state the money. Now you and I know, you give the state the money, it ain't going to go to housing. It goes into a general fund and gone. Okay? The other thing that's supposed to be put in there is the sewers. You have to contribute to the sewers, not the taxpayers, not the city, not the state. You, the developer that's putting up the high rise, is liable for the sewers. Now none of them are doing that. The way they're getting out is they have the governor overlook it. The governor controls it. All those high-rises that's up in Kaka'ako is illegal. Go check. None of them drove piles in the ground. The ground is hollow. We did soil testing from Punch Bowl to Atkinson, from King Street to the ocean. That's why for the longest time, there was no high-rise being built. Well, Abercrombie told the head of HCDA to give people, all those people, the permit to go build. The governor gives it. So, because that guy is under the governor, he did it. It's not supposed to be. Now, another regulation is you gotta build 15 feet back of the sidewalk. Okay? Now, if you're putting up a high rise, you have to provide open space. Open space means a park. You see any parks being built? No. They're saying we're going to use Ala Moana Park. That's illegal. You cannot. Okay? Some of the developers came to me when I was on the board and said, It's going to be too expensive to put up the building. So my answer to them was, then don't put it up. Simple. We made the rules for a reason. The reason was for people like you and I can stand on the beach and see the mountains. You cannot see it no more. Okay? The buildings were supposed to be built Mauka Makai, not ever Waikiki. Okay? You have to have the viewplanes. They changed it. Go look at it. It's all been changed. But it's still the same rules. I know about the rules because I made the rules. So don't tell me I don't know the rules. And I checked recently with the head of HCDA, when did the rules change? And he was choking to tell me it never did. Okay? So don't give me this thing about I don't know the rules. I know the rules, but what can I do? If the governor is going to allow it, what can I do? It's you, the people, have to stand up and say something. If you don't say something and you hop on that plane and you leave Hawaii, then it's your fault. If you want to leave and let everybody else handle it, then fine. What can I do? One man cannot change it, but the governor can. And you pick the governor, and that's what you got. Okay? So, in the old plans, or the old estimates that we got, was a one-bedroom condo was at $65,000. A two-bedroom at $120,000. That was the affordable housing. But they came in and complained. They don't want to put the affordables in. So they're going to give that money, the 15% of that building, to the state. I did not see the state put up anything to this state that is affordable. Okay? So that's the rules and regs for Kaka'ako. So anyway.
Okay, we have Major Ukulele on the line.
Hey, Major Moore.
Hey, you, Major Ukulele. Anyway, but I didn't call you a couple nights because my fingers is not as nimble as they used to be. Hmm. Between 1 and 2 o'clock a.m., Governor Ige is going to sign a statewide bill charging mopeds, ACC and under, $100 every 6 months.
What?
So that, yes, that's $200 a year. Now do the math. An automobile, one car at $2,588 for a year. And like they say on Maui, a 1,000 mopeds at $200 a year.
Wow.
They're padding the state budget at the moped owner's expense.
Wow.
Yeah, you missed it. Well, you're not early. You're not up at 1 in the morning. I am.
Wow.
But anyway, that's...
Do you know how much a car registration is for a Camry in Arizona?
I don't know. Probably about $25. I don't know.
$35.
Yeah, it's something like that. You had mentioned it earlier.
Yeah. How come they can do it that much, but Oahu is outrageous?
I know. It is outrageous. Like I say, like they say on Maui, they're making $1,000.
Wow.
Okay, thanks for listening, George.
Thanks for calling. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? If you have a comment, announcement, question, whatever. Okay? So, anyway, tires have a life. Okay? If you left a brand new tire on the shelf for 6 years, the tire is considered no good. Tire's life is 6 years, whether it's on the shelf or on the car. So just to let you know, there's a lifespan for tires, just like bread. You're not going to eat a bread 6 years old. Okay? So, be careful. That movie star Paul Walker, that brand new Porsche show he was riding in, the tires was 9 years old. People look at a tire, oh, brand new, right off the shelf, let's put it on. They never look at the date. You gotta look at the date. When you buy tires, check the date before they mount the tires on your wheels. Check the dates. Okay? It's for your safety and my safety. I don't want you running into me. Okay? So anyway, give me a call. 808-524-1080. I hope I answered that person's question about not knowing about the development rules and regs of Kaka'ako. Wanda.
I don't know. Try to let them stay on the line to go on air.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but he's got to check. I was one of the members, the first members on ACDA. And when they came out with all these high-rises in Kaka'ako, I went to the public hearing to ask, did the rules change? Channel 2 News, Channel 4 News was there, did not cover what I had to say to them. They didn't want to hear it. The people don't want to hear it. But any of you ever went past when they were putting on the foundation for those high-rises? There was never, ever pile driving done. Now, how is that building going to stand up? The piles in the ground is to support the high-rise. There's no piles. How is it going to stand? The one on the corner of Ward and Kapilani, the Symphony, I think it's called, the new one just coming up, there's no 15 feet setback from the sidewalk. It's right up to the sidewalk. How'd they do that? If you go look at the Mercedes dealer, when he put up that building, it's set back 15 feet from the sidewalk. The BMW building is right up to the sidewalk because he did not break down the existing building. He renovated it, so he was allowed to remain on the sidewalk. That's the rules. As long as you don't break down the building, you're allowed to do it. Well, the Symphony building was broken. That the old buildings that was there, like the Kapilani Bowl, they broke all those buildings down. So, it's gone. You cannot go back to the old location right on the sidewalk. But they did. So, somebody's bending rules someplace. I never saw it in our rules where you had an exception where you could build up to the sidewalk. Okay? Anyway. That's what it is. So.
Well, I'm thinking in the future Hawaii's only going to be for the rich and the poor.
Well, I've heard that there is a guy coming in now. And he wants to put windmills outside of Waianae in the ocean. Windmills in the ocean, folks. How are you going surfing with windmills standing out there? Anyway, you gotta think, folks. You gotta keep the beauty of Hawaii. The beauty is worth so much. Yeah, we need electricity, we need this, we need that. But at the cost of making Hawaii ugly, is it worth it? Come on. Once you destroy it, you'll never get it back. You gotta think.
Well, I don't think they're thinking of that. It's like the price of progress.
Well, that's... If they're thinking of price of progress, then they better think of another industry to go into, because there is no tourist that's going to come to Hawaii to see all that development. No way. It's so sad. It's so, so sad. Look at Waikiki. Does anybody know what it looked like before the high-rises came in? Do you know what Waikiki looked like? Way back, there was only three hotels. Royal Hawaiian, Moana, and PK, Princess Kailani. That's it. But look at it today. Anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? And I still waiting for a winner for the Crestec Cleaning Center. When did it open? When did Crestec Cleaning Center open? Okay? Now the timing was perfect because Crestec closes at 12. So you couldn't call them to ask them, when did you open? Okay? Anyway, we're doing this free checkup because the safety check is not being done right, is not being followed, and we should get rid of safety check. Because the state is paying money out but not receiving anything back. The amount of money you spend for the safety check does not go to the state. It's for the mechanic doing the checking. And some people argue that point, but the point is, folks, would you do it for free? Would you hire your technicians to do safety checks for free? No way. No. So anyway, 40 states do not have safety check. Hawaii should get rid of theirs and move the people so that they're not unemployed. Move the people from that administrative staff into weights and measures. Someplace where it'll do good for the people. You can check the scales, the cash registers, and the gas pumps to make sure everything is on the money. But anyway, it's just me saying it. So, Dean, if you're listening, I think we need to go and check the amount, the volume of gas that comes out of the pump. I did some, and I have never seen a gas pump that pumped a gallon of gas for me. It was always short. So, if you complain about your gas mileage, it could be you're not getting what you're buying.
Why do you think, sometimes you drive to a gas station and then a lot of the pumps are covered, like it says it's out of order?
Maybe they're not working.
No, but then I'm wondering why some of it is working and some isn't working.
Well, it could be that meter on that pump is not moving.
I was wondering about the gas.
Because if the meter is not moving, you're getting free gas.
Well, then I decided not to fill gas at that station because I didn't want to be one of those where I'm going for 92 and I'm getting the 87.
Well, you're getting that anyway.
I know, but I figured the chances of getting that was even greater.
You know, I went into a gas station to test the gas, and this guy was filling premium. I don't want to tell you the brand name, okay? Because then they get hoo-hoo. So I told the guy, you should buy regular, the 87. Because all three grades is the same. And I had to show him with the tester. After seeing that all three grades was the same, he was flipping over backwards, upside down, and turning red, purple, and green. He was really upset. Well, as long as you don't say anything, folks, they will do it. So, but it's your politicians that's doing it. They're not protecting you, the people of Hawaii. What did Abe Lincoln say? Politics is for the people, by the people. Not anymore. So, whatever. Okay,
you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And it's almost time for ending the show. Anyway.
And you didn't have anybody answer the trivia.
I know. Good.
I think it's good. What you required? Month, day, and year?
Yep. Month, day, and year that Crestec Cleaning Center opened. Do you know, Wanda?
No, but I'm guessing it's either late 80s or something.
You're guessing. So where did he open? Where did Crestec Cleaning Center first open?
On Yonge Street.
Okay. The small little store.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's now located on Kapi'olani Boulevard.
I know, he's got a nice huge store now.
Yeah, beautiful store. Well, that trivia is only for today. Next week we're going to use a different one, so you, no sense looking up the date and the, all that. I'm going to give you the answer. Okay? So you don't have to go look for it. We're going to give you another trivia question next week. Not the same one. Crestec Cleaning Center opened July 5th, 1990. Okay? So that's the correct answer. So I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is. And if I ruffled some of you, thinking that I don't know what I'm talking about, I was on the board of directors when HCDA first opened, when they first started development, and I was appointed by Governor George R. Yoshi. So I know the rules that was made, and it hasn't changed. So drive carefully, take care of each other, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.